Plattenplausch. Der Podcast für Tischtennisfreunde.
Erich, ich bin unfassbar aufgeregt, weil wir senden zum ersten Mal ein absolutes Plattenplausch-Special.
Und ich kann ganz schlecht schlafen. Hallo an alle Plattenlauscher da draußen. Also ich habe zumindest richtig unruhig geschlafen.
Ja, ich war auch richtig nervös.
Aber auch ein bisschen stolz, muss ich sagen.
Absolut, absolut. Weil wir haben nicht nur einen Gast, wir haben einen internationalen Gast und auch keinen Unbekannten, kann man sagen, sondern einen absolut bunten Hund.
Man könnte sagen, Plattenplausch goes international.
Genau, und das in so einer klassischen Geheimsendung. Ganz fantastisch.
Ja, schön.
Deswegen, lass uns nicht länger warten und lass uns switch to English. We are very, very happy to announce that we have Adam Bobro in the show. Adam, how are you doing, Hello. Man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Perfect, perfect. How are you?
Super good. Yeah, why aren't you guys wearing your masks?
Because we are in our office, in our home office.
Oh, you're not. The picture is so clear. I thought you were 4-0, so I don't need mine either. Okay, sorry. Technology is amazing.
Adam, where do we reach you? You're not in Europe, you're not in Germany, and you're not in US.
Ah, where am I now? Yeah, I'm at my home in Taipei, on the beautiful island of Taiwan.
Okay.
Great place. How you choose this place to live? You just said you were one time there and you were turning the earth ball and...
I landed in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and when I called, they were all booked, so I tried again and I got Taiwan. No, I wanted to learn Mandarin. I wanted to learn to speak Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I figured there were only two places in the world that I could live where I would have to use it on a regular basis. And I'm too lazy to really learn a language that I am not using. I'm not a book learner. I like to experience things. So, I narrowed it down to mainland China and Taiwan. And from my knowledge of both, Taiwan seemed more familiar in terms of my lifestyle and freedoms of internet speech. I had been to Taiwan and the city of Taipei was just amazing. So I thought, that's it. That's where I'll be. I might miss out some table tennis opportunities, but I think quality of life will be great. Leonard, how about you?
Well, I'm fine. I can definitely understand what you say. I think I haven't been to Taipei, but I've been several times to China, and it's also a great country. It's very interesting, but probably you're right to learn the language. And if you feel more familiar, I can definitely understand the country you choose. But I mean, it's kind of special that someone who is such an international guy from the US is living so far away. So this is probably, your first question or a question that you very often hear.
I get that a lot. I think sometimes the greater the challenge, the more exciting it is to experience or to accomplish or to overcome. My first time traveling outside of North America was to India, and I fell in love with traveling. Also with India, but just the idea of sort of getting to know people. I feel like if you only learn about people based on how the media presents them, you're missing out a lot. And I think that's true anywhere in the world. There is always, I don't know, I don't want to come off as too, I'm an optimistic guy, but I think getting off your couch and experiencing meeting people, you'll understand that, wow, this person might not look like me or even speak the same language, but we have a lot in common. And that's really heartwarming and helps me grow my perspective and respect people. It's just such a valuable learning experience. So yeah, Taiwan is pretty far from the United States, but the world we're living in, I mean, I'm not so close to Germany right now, but we're having a real-time conversation. I can do the same thing with my mom, my brother, or sister whenever I want. Granted, I might have to be up fairly late to make sure I'm respecting their time. How about you?
I'm not far away. I'm not abroad. I'm probably a little bit closer to my mom and my family. But I think it's astonishing to see people like you, such international people. And I can definitely agree that it's a great time. It's a great thing to travel. I miss it during this corona period because it's not possible at the moment the way it was before. So even better to hear you and to see you. So great to have you on the show, Adam. And like my question is, what about table tennis in Taipei? Like, is it a everyday thing that you can see in public, or you have a deeper connection now even in Taiwan with table tennis? You have a club, you have table tennis friends?
Well, I don't have a club in an owner sense. I have many clubs in the sense that I feel welcome. So when I moved here, even before moving, just floating the idea out there, people reached out and were like, hey, come play at my club. Let me show you around. And they were incredibly hospitable, kind, generous, and welcoming. I played last night till about 1:30 in the morning. There's a club 2 minutes walking from my front door, and it's got proper flooring and netting and tournament quality tables, and the owner and I have become good friends. Almost any club. So there are about, I think, 8 table tennis clubs. I discovered a new one recently. Walking distance, meaning less than 10 minutes from my room.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And there are a lot of outstanding facilities, and my level is not quite what your level is, so it's pretty easy for me at any or almost any of those clubs, maybe half of them, I can find really appropriate competition, people that are either a little stronger than me or I should beat, but that are good competition at almost any time. So table tennis is very, I'd say, commonly played. Like, I see people walking around in table tennis shoes, shirts, and I always shout something at them. The other day I was walking across the street and there was a guy on a motorcycle wearing a table tennis shirt. And so I just stopped in the street right in front of his motorcycle and was like, I love connecting with people that share any interest. I'm not really interested in highlighting, you know, negative differences or disagreements, but I'm really interested in sort of bonding with people from anywhere about anything that we have in common. And I think we have a lot in common around the world. So if you don't have to look too hard to find it.
Yeah, of course. I have on the screen now two snake players. You're the snake player? And Leonard is in Germany, and I would say West Europe, known for his unbelievably good forehand snake service. So we have on the one side,
Eric, you're so kind.
On the one side, I have the European snake, and I have the worldwide snake. So if you play in your club, there is in Taipei, there are league matches, or how is the organization?
Yeah, Germany is a very special place. It's very unique in the sense that you guys are, for a long time, well-organized and have, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people that are part of a team and part of a league and have an allegiance to a club. I played in Germany a little bit, and it was fascinating for me to learn more about this system. I haven't been, I mean, in parts of Europe, yes, in Austria, but almost nowhere else in the world that I have been is it the same as it is in Germany. If I show up at a random club, so of the 8 around me, I'd say 7 of them are open 7 days a week, and one of them, you need to rent a table for a certain amount of time. And if you don't show up with a practice partner, you would need to hire a coach. Okay. The other clubs are more the way I know them in the U.S., where generally you show up and it's open play. If someone's waiting, you play a match and they say, hey, I'm next. I've got winner. And that's, yeah, pretty much. So the club that I go to most frequently, which is 2 minutes away, they've got several coaches that show up. And they even have a cat, speaking of which.
Yeah, yeah, it's again Eric's cat. She's always in the show.
Katie goes international.
Katie?
Katie, yes.
Whoa. That's interesting.
She wants to get to know the voice of table tennis.
Yeah. She know your voice. I think because of this, she's now near.
Jeez.
I'm allergic to cats, but not allergic to videos of cats, so Katie and I can get quite close.
And she likes the technique of Eric.
She's playing with the cable.
Classic, yeah. Cats love technology. I had an issue with my Wi-Fi, and someone brought a cat over. I left, and now I have my 5G solid. So thank you, Katie, for helping.
So, Adam, let's talk about table tennis. I mean, you are like the one of the most popular table tennis persons in the world, I would say. You started as a commentator of the ITTF World Tour.
Don't be so shy.
This is true. I mean, you have over 300,000 follower on YouTube. You have, I think, 60,000 follower on Instagram. So you are kind of a table tennis ambassador. Is your dream coming true at the moment? Like to be such a great representative of your sport?
Thank you for all your kind words. I appreciate it.
They're true, man.
Well, the answer is, yeah, it is a dream coming true. I think in life we have to be constantly setting new goals. It's a fine balance of celebrating and enjoying what you've done. There's always something to celebrate. There's always a victory, even for people going through the toughest of times. Sometimes it's just surviving is a victory. I'm very thankful and very fortunate that surviving is maybe the base, but yeah, that a lot of things that I've hoped for and set out to do are coming true. That being said, while I enjoy it very much and I'm thrilled to be able to sit here and blush with people who are much better table tennis players than me, and talk on your podcast.
I'm not sure.
But you warmed up with Bjorn the other day, so I have a funny feeling that you're better than me by quite a bit.
But Adam, the thing is, Eric is still in preparation, and we both played a tournament. So this is like kind of the history behind it. And don't ask him how he did.
Deal. I won't.
It was a great performance. I was turning 7-10 in the last set. I was two times winning 9-9 in the last set. So there's no reason to be unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ask Leonard how he was running through the tournament. You cannot imagine. Only with forehand and service. No backhand.
No need.
No need.
Because so fast legs.
I don't need to talk to Adam about my skills. We have played in LA.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's funny. People write to me snake service, and I don't know exactly what they're referring to, but I know your service because I took video of you doing it many times and still have it on my cell phone. The first time you did it against me, I thought that was awesome and like magic. And then I think you told me, I forgot if it was Shushin or someone of a very high caliber, or maybe Fang Bo, I don't know, but like hit them in the elbow or something on the receive.
Yeah, Chen Shi tried to receive it, and he had also his problems, but only one time. The second time he hit it hard.
to quickly answer your question, yeah, it's very exciting, and I have a lot more that I'm excited to accomplish and a lot to live for. So yeah, I'm definitely, I'm a dreamer, and I'm gonna work to make those dreams come true and hope that the world can benefit from it. And that, yeah, I'd love to see table tennis grow, and I'm very excited that it already has and is growing, and I think it will continue to grow a lot, and I'm gonna work hard to do what I can to help.
Mm. Maybe one question about your show, like Ask a Pro Anything.
Sure.
It's kind of the first thing you introduced next to your commentary or your work as a commentator. So what do you think, what was your most interesting guest in this show? I mean, you have interviewed most all of the top players, and it's really fun to see it because you don't talk to them about table tennis, not only, but also about their personal life, about their interesting side of what they do next to table tennis. So did you have a favorite guest, or is it a difficult question?
It's a very difficult question. It's there, you know, some questions I have one answer for a favorite without question. I know my number one. I have several Ask a Pro Anythings that really stood out to me. Some were exciting for different reasons. I would say Zhuang Zhiyuan, the former number one in Taiwan, who for like, he spent most of the last 20 years in the top 15 in the world.
Yeah. Unbelievable long time he played on the high level.
And still, he beat Hadimoto, I think, twice, like in recent tournaments, you know, before they stopped. But
he's over 35 now.
He's 39.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And he's in incredible shape. I mean, if you see this guy with his shirt off, he could inspire a teenager, a 25-year-old, and all of us. But his Ask a Pro Anything for me, I'm good friends with him. And I call him the Suge Knight of table tennis. Do you know who Suge Knight is?
No.
No.
Straight Outta Compton, the movie about NWA, the rap group, where Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, and others came from. It's a great movie. And Suge Knight is, if you live in Los Angeles or are into rap at all, U.S. rap, I guess, you're quite familiar with Suge Knight. He was involved. You should watch the movie, but he never smiles. And I've taken two pictures with the guy, and he's in and out of prison all the time. He's not the type of person that people like, oh, you meet my daughter. Why'd I bring that up? Oh, he doesn't smile. Neither does Zhuang Zhiyuan. Zhuang Zhiyuan, I've seen him take so many pictures with fans, and he will not smile. And if you don't know him, you just think he's an intimidating, fighting table tennis machine. But I know him and think he's hilarious. And I also, my personality type, like, I'm attracted to depressed people. I like trying to be friendly with everybody. And I think people that seem like they're not friendly are like a challenge to me. Those are the ones that I really, like, you're scared of that person? I'm going to make that person laugh. I want to show that person's soft on the inside. Everybody's got a sense of humor. Everybody's lovable. So Zhuang Zhiyuan for me is like, I can't stop joking around with him, like tickling him and trying to make him laugh all the time and shaking him. So his Ask a Pro Anything was like nonstop laughter, and he came out of his shell like you wouldn't believe. So if you don't know the guy, first of all, you might not know that he's practically fluent in English. Second of all, he's got a great sense of humor. So I could watch that one. I think anybody, whether you know table tennis or not, if they're having a bad day, their bad day would be brightened up by that Ask a Pro Anything.
Cool.
Chun Meng, the world number one for women, her Ask a Pro Anything really stood out to me. She's so charming, so funny. I don't know. She's got a really lovable personality. I mean, they're all fun for different reasons, but those two really stood out to me. Man, it's just such a fun thing for me to go back and watch because I remember being there, and it's just like reliving the moment with these fun people, you know?
Yeah, we hope that there are soon new videos that you have the possibility to travel again, and that there are tournaments where we can hear your voice.
Sure, thanks. I don't know if I'm allowed to say much yet, but I think, one, in terms of Ask a Pro Anything, there are new ones coming out. Andro sponsors the series, and we've been doing it from home. So they just released a new one with Quadri Aruna and Iba Diao.
Oh.
And there's another one coming out with Liam Pitchford and Paul Drinkhall. And I try to make sure that we're keeping a good balance, so I think we're going to have a lot more women episodes in the near future because they've been a little bit behind on booking women. But yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of Ask a Pro Anythings and tournaments. I think you'll be happy to know that there's some good news coming soon.
Coming soon. Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting. So Adam, there's one thing when I talk to people and they say, "Oh, have you seen this this World Tour match? Unbelievable!" And this Adam guy, this new, well, still new to some German people, German fans, this new guy who's doing the commentary. And I say, "Yeah, I'm kind of yeah. You know, I know this guy even before he started his career as an IDTF commentator." And then they ask me, "He's also playing table tennis," and I say, "Yes, true. He's not that bad." And they say he's always doing these trick shots, this snake things, this spin things. So what is his actual level? So they really want to know, like, what do you think? Which league would you play in if you lived in Germany now? Like, what do you think?
And practice 2 weeks with me.
Well, then I would drop to like whatever the bottom is. Because I'd lose all confidence. I'd quit the sport.
Just don't play in my backhand, then it's okay.
Deal. No backhand for Eric. Okay, got it. My level, you know, people always, I read comments. I don't like to argue with people. I'm trying, I mean, I sort of do, but I try not to because I don't think it's healthy for anyone to argue. People insist that I'm letting people win when they beat me. And with the exception of a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, I don't think there's anyone I've allowed to beat me in any of my videos. And the 6-year-old actually asked me, and I told her, I said, "Yeah, I sort of like, when you're ready, bring it. Like, I'll give you a, yeah, she's going to improve really fast. And then maybe when she's 8 years old, I have to play 100%. But other than those two players, there's no one that I have allowed to win. I try hard. It's just my style is my style. I'm really true to enjoying myself. A lot of people are like, "Play normal." And I'm like, "No." I mean, I just don't respond because I'm not going to argue. But it's like, yeah, why don't I just do what everyone else does and then make sure that I offer you no entertainment and don't enjoy playing? How about I do what I want to do and you do what you want to do and we live peacefully, you know, we just coexist peacefully. But my level in the German leagues, I had a friend when I used to go play at UCLA. I went to USC and I helped start a club at the rival school and I would go play there a lot. He is from Germany. He was in the 7th league, I think. And I forgot if he said he was, like, fairly dominant in that league. And with him, I was probably, I would say, 85% of the time, maybe 80 to 90% of the time, I would win. So I don't know if that puts me in Division 6 in the 6th league.
So you are a classic Verbandsliga-Spieler. But what we say, it's like the Verbandsliga is like the 6th leagues, Eric. Is that true? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I'm guessing 6. I don't know if 5, if I could hold my own in 5.
That was my guess. Okay. I always said, I think he can play easily 5th league.
Oh, maybe. I'm guessing no better than that because I've heard, like, you know, GC?
Of course. I was playing with him in one team.
Right. So That's awesome. We played a teams tournament in Taipei. We won a teams tournament together. We're good friends. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's like clearly way better than me. And I forgot what league he was in. And I heard
he played in third league. He played in the third league.
Okay. Yeah. So like he's way, he's probably a few levels above me. Maybe I'm guessing 6 or 5.
Okay.
So you have to go to the best coach in Germany, Leonard Wiking. There, if you if you are a normal table tennis player, after 2 years, he said, "Now you're a German champion." And there are already in his federation, there were already 3 German champions. They are rolling out of the.
Stop listening, Adam. Now, just stop listening. He's always doing that. And like in 3 weeks, we're gonna meet each other in the German Cup challenge. We have the first match, and then he's gonna beat my ass. And then there's no more.
Hopefully.
Right after you said stop listening, I treated you like my coach, and I listened to what you said, so I stopped listening. That's the dilemma. Whenever someone says don't listen to what I say, it's like starting when.
So Adam, this is it's more like an invitation of Eric. Once you come back again to Germany, I think we are both very pleased to have a session together.
I don't like working. I don't like practicing. I just like playing. But oh, good. So I know I have a lot to learn from you. I know I have a lot to learn, period. Like, I feel like I can recognize what people who are better than me, way better than me, are doing wrong. Yet in myself, I do way, 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 way more wrong. Like, I come from other sports and I never really wanted to work on getting the proper foundation because it was boring. Like, practicing is work, and I don't like work. I still don't like work. I was thinking about
it
this morning.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't want to have a job. I don't want a job. I just want to play. I just want to do what I want to do, you know? So, fortunately, I feel like I don't have a job.
That's a nice feeling, man.
It's a nice feeling, yeah. But the problem is, in the end of the month, you need to buy food.
You find ways to make money. You find ways to make money, but if you can afford it, don't get a job. If it feels like a job, find something else. There's something you're going to be better at. Find something that doesn't feel like a job and then get some money for it and get really good at it and then get more money. And then you can put food on the table and maybe even save some or support a cat or send your wife and kid on a trip.
I will think about it.
Think about it hard, Eric. They want to go on a trip. Your son and your wife want to go on a trip.
Daughter.
I'm sorry.
Princess.
Yeah, we kept saying kid. We were gender neutral the whole time. I don't know.
Of course.
Daughter. Your daughter. There we go.
What do you expect to be the next tournament you work as a commentator?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure, but there has been talk. I've been reading all the ITTF updates. I've been checking ITTF.com regularly and getting emails and even conversations with people from ITTF. There's been talk about bubble tournaments. This idea that in one place where they know locals can travel to it, they will have tournaments. And yeah, whenever that happens, if it does, I think that would probably be the next one.
Okay. Yeah, we hope so. We have like a small tournament series in Düsseldorf. Probably you have heard about that.
Düsseldorf Masters.
Yeah, I've been watching when I can.
Now's the final on Friday and Sunday.
I wish it were more accessible because I haven't been keeping up, but I subscribe to all the YouTube channels that have, you know, from, I don't know, ETTU to, of course, ITTF to, there are a lot that handle Bundesliga and different European leagues and upload there, but I haven't seen many from the Masters recently.
But there are.
There's one page called sportdeutschland.tv. They show all the tournaments like in live, and also you can watch the matches afterwards.
Whoa, that might be the end of productivity for me. I might not get any work done because when there are live tournaments, I don't leave my computer. I just sit.
Same for us. Same for us. Yeah. And
maybe you could send me a link later.
Yeah, I will definitely. And Eric and I, in our last show, we asked the organizational team to let us work as commentators for one tournament. Yeah, but I think
they
there was no response.
We said
don't give
up. We need two wild cards. One is playing and one is speaking. But now the wild cards have Franziska, Hippler and Engemann. Or Mengel maybe.
So no Erik in the final.
No Botrov. No Bobrov, no Botrov.
Oh. Oh. Wow, we're really close.
Yeah, very close. Are you brothers?
I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to prick my thumb.
Show me your account, then maybe.
Show you my what? My blood count? My
the
DNA?
Bank account. Then I find the connection.
Yeah. I've just come into a lot of money. I'm a prince.
Oh, then it's possible.
Just send me your bank account information and I'll put in a lot of money.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I think you both have a connection.
Those are the best emails ever. I'm sure we've all received emails like that.
So Adam, we are brand new in the podcast business. So it was a great pleasure to have you as our first guest. I mean, we feel honored to have you, to had the chance to interview you or to have you in the show. And I really much hope, Adam, to see you back in Germany or maybe back in LA, wherever we meet.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, thanks again, Adam.
Thanks a lot.
Good to see you guys. Fun chatting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay healthy, man.
Stay healthy. All the best.
All the best. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.